you would like for us to waste your time, please hang up and dial again. If you need help, please don't phone us.
Hey guys, welcome back to Waste Your Time. This is Marie and this is Justin.
And today we have a special episode today because we have a guest in the house.
Yeah. My friend Giraffe. We're disclosing her real name.
Giraffe.
Yeah.
For security purposes.
And before we start... She's what?
Nothing.
Before we start, also we should tell you that we're on Skype. Also, we're on Twitter. What is our name?
Our Twitter name is... Waste Your Time.
Mm-hmm.
WASTEURTIME.
And our Skype name is Waste Your Time What? Same thing, just add WUT at the end. Mm-hmm. Okay, today we're going to be talking to Giraffe about random stuff, mostly about cartoon innuendos that we missed when we were younger. And she's also someone who works with me, like a close friend. Say something to our viewers, Giraffe.
What's up, guys? Here chilling, gonna be talking about some fun things, so you better pay attention because it's super important.
Super important.
Super. How did you and Marie meet?
Ah, funny story.
Oh, here we go.
I actually did.
You guys drink ready.
I actually did her hiring paperwork.
Was you the one that actually hired her?
No. I had to basically.
You're the one that she turned the form into.
Pretty much.
You're her finish.
Yeah. I called her up asking for some references because dumbass her didn't put any contacts down and we can't hire you without any references.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to disclose any of the numbers to me, even though I was basically hiring her. I was like, I need those numbers. And she's just like,
are you sure?
I don't think I'm allowed to give those out
to you
without permission. And I'm like, I'm looking at you at the phone like, what is this girl
talking
about?
My mom was like, it's probably a test. Don't do it. And I was sitting there like, I don't know what to do.
Like, who the fuck did we just hire?
Did you end up putting up, like, what happened?
She eventually gave me the numbers after basically threatening her life.
And
then we started talking and then I realized... She's not as crazy as she sounded on the phone.
Just
how does she sound on the phone? Can you do an impression?
I'm sorry, but I just don't think I could give those numbers to you.
I don't
have the permission, and it just wouldn't be right. It's very rude. Pretty much the most sheltered girl you could ever imagine, and then that's pretty much Marie 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, this is 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
that's weird to say.
Yeah, it is weird. 4 years. Yeah. Sounds like I've known you forever. But,
aww.
Yeah, that's how we met. And, actually, when I first met her, I didn't think that we were going to be friends at all. We didn't seem like it.
She's secretly like, I hate that bitch.
But, after a while, we found that we had a lot of things in common. Like, we both liked, anime, like Dragon Ball Z for one thing.
I like Dragon Ball Z.
Well, I take that back. I have a couple of ones that are actually pretty damn good. I finished Death Note.
Mm-hmm.
That one's good.
That one's pretty damn good, except for the ending kind of put a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
I really wanted him just to start ruling the world, you know?
Yeah.
He had a pretty good idea. He was like, let's just kill all the bad people. And I'm like... Why would that? Oh, no harm in
right.
come from that, but obviously
he was killing bad people, so why did it matter?
Also good people though to keep himself from getting it. But
yeah.
Whatever, we're not going to debate about this. Dragon Ball Z, what was the other one? Started watching Avatar.
Really?
The
Last Airbender.
No,
the new one.
I finished the old one. Like,
we're starting on the new one.
The Korra one?
The new one's so fucking good. Oh my god.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. So
I like it.
I turned into such a... That was my Simpsons clock. It's 9 o'clock. But no, I start watching and there's like a bunch of like... This is going to be just, like total nerddom right now, but like all those theories and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I go and I'm like, where the fuck's Amanda? I don't know. But I can't wait to find out.
Right.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
You see some people still saying that they know who it is. Like, who the hell? These are new characters.
It's the cabbage guy.
Of course, it has to be.
It has to be.
All the time, Aang, like, hit into him.
I know. Shit's so funny. But no, I can't wait. So that's, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Aww.
But speaking of Dragon Ball Z and all that other stuff, guess what's coming back, guys? Toonami. Toonami's coming back.
Yay.
Thank the Lord.
Yay.
That's right. All your childhood memories are, you know, flooding back.
Yay.
Except I think it's going to be a little bit more than what you thought it would be. It's going to be on, you know, Adult Swim now, so it's probably going to be a lot more cussing than you remember.
Yeah, definitely. Toonami was on Cartoon Network
right
during, like, the afternoon-ish. Like, every time after school, it'd be, like, from, like, 4 to 9, I think, or something like that.
It was after school, that's all I remember. I remember going and rushing home to see Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, I know.
But can you really imagine Tom cussing?
He probably won't cuss. He'd probably be the same thing, but they probably... I don't know.
It's probably going to be a rehash, probably.
Yeah, what I want to know is what shows are going to be bringing back.
Well, funny you mentioned that.
I have the
list right here. From 12? Yeah, it's official. From 12 is going to be Bleach, then Dead Man Wonderland, then Cat's Iron Sins, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, Ghost in the Shell, Cowboy Bebop, and then the same repeat.
So you're just going to repeat
it. And that is the list. It's going to be at 12 a.m.
So it's not going to be on Cartoon. It's going to be on Adult Swim, Cartoon Network's.
But it's going to be at 12 a.m.
area, but.
I don't think.
So.
Yeah. So now we're not excited anymore.
Yeah, it's like, it's not the same shit that they have already, pretty much.
Right. That's what I kind of thought it was going to be like that anyway.
Dead Man Wonderland and Cats Aren't Sins. I never heard of those.
I never even heard of those. I don't care.
But I heard of Cats Aren't Sins.
I don't know about it. I just don't care.
Right.
Damn, that sucks. I was kind of hoping for like...
Talk about raping your childhood.
Yeah. Give me
Speaking of raping your childhood... I don't know what I was
going to say. Do you want to rape our childhood?
Not speaking. Shit.
Oh, okay. Do you guys remember Disney classics and how it used to be so great and so fun? You used to be so innocent. Used to be. Yeah. You didn't really realize what was going on because you're just looking at it with innocent eyes. Well, get ready for your childhood to actually be raped. There will be, like, we'll be showing the innuendos in our, beloved family classics, even like regular shows like the Flintstones and stuff like that.
The Flintstones?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Yes.
There's one in every. There's one in every.
She's like,
every
doesn't
show.
Surprise me.
But, oh, wait, is it this?
Yes, it's that exact.
I'm gonna get something that makes me look tall. How about another hat?
Huh?
Another one? What do I need three of them for?
Oh.
All right.
All right. Good one.
How do we not pick up on this when we were kids?
I don't know. Well, you need all the Disney ones. All the freaking, like...
You can always...
Mermaid and, like, the penis cover.
I saw that actually today when I was like,
Wait, Little Mermaid what?
Little Mermaid's,
The cover of the VHS tape back in, like, whenever they...
You mean like the actual cover?
In the 90s, yeah. In the castle, there's a... the poor guy that was drawing the Little Mermaid, he knew he was being fired whenever the movie was done.
Really?
So he's like, well, what the fuck? I might as well at least add some shit in here that I, you know, because once you know you're getting fired, but you still have to work.
Right.
So he drew the penis on the cover.
Also, there it is.
Oh, I see it.
And this...
A little, I never seen
But yeah, I would probably do some crap like that too if I know I'm gonna be fired.
Sure.
He was like, let me put my artistic work in here. Let them know.
You draw a friggin' Ariel for months and months and months.
Right.
Put a penis somewhere.
Right.
I mean, she was pretty hot. Orange seashells.
I was also like watching like some videos on YouTube and it brung up some really, really good points about Disney princesses. You know, how Ariel changed herself for a man, practically stalked him.
Yeah. And then, what did Belle do? She was just like, oh, you can imprison me, but I'll still fall in love
with you. Right.
You can get my father.
Right.
He's out dying in the forest somewhere.
It's all cool.
Yeah, it's just all good, man.
And,
I'll come
freaking Sleeping Beauty letting herself get raped in her sleep. What? Like, suddenly, like, who lays there and let a guy just kisses them and be all right with it when they wake
she
up?
She was a cut. Oh, man.
Yeah.
He came to save her.
I never seen any of those movies.
He'll come.
I haven't seen any of those movies.
Because what were her real choices back then anyway? Either you marry this dude or we banish you.
You would think options. That somebody would have told her about the freaking spindle. Like, hey, when you get older, yeah. Don't touch the spindle.
Well, she's not going to know about that.
Absolutely.
That's just terrible.
That is weird.
They always censor the wrong things when it comes to cartoons most of the time. It's like, oh, you can't show blood? Are you kidding me? Even though, you know, we all have it.
Yeah.
Regardless. You know, and it's like...
I guess...
Or they did that in Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my god, yeah, this new DBZ Kai bullshit that they have on Nickelodeon or whatever
either.
The fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They turned Mr. Popo blue...
Really?
He's not black anymore.
Really?
So he's not blackface?
No! He's like, it's ridiculous. It's like, all, like, I'm sure all, you know, the black kids out there can attest to this. Back when old DBZ, you looked up to Piccolo, because everybody just always imagined him being black, because he was just so badass
at
that age. He was just like, I'm like, don't fuck with me, because I'm going to fucking murder you.
I loved Piccolo. That was my favorite one.
It's like, it is a weird
that
color.
That makes sense. Piccolo.
Shut up.
So it's like... But on this DBZ Kai, they're like, there's no blood, there's no, like, scratch marks, there's hardly any, like...
So everybody just comes out fine.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, get into a fight. This is what happens.
You and then you walk off. All right, let's keep going. I'm good on this end. And then, like, each episode, you can... For each one episode of original DBZ, it's
I can't believe they made Mr. Popo blue.
Oh, he looks terrible.
And it's really not bad. Like...
It's not like a dark blue, either. It's like a... Like a sky blue almost.
That's
it's really
weird.
Strange.
You know, it's not like they ever came out and said, hey, by the way, guys, this guy's black.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is Mr. Popo blue?
Yeah.
On Yahoo Christians.
Look at
oh
him.
My god!
He looks like the genie from
I
Aladdin.
Know!
It looks like somebody took a marker to him.
What happened?
I think the creators or whatever, the designers of the show are just like, they literally just threw a bunch of colors into a hat and
mm-hmm.
picked one out. It was like, okay, I guess we'll go with blue.
Couldn't they have gone with a much better color? He looked better black.
Mm-hmm.
And they could at least kept the red lips.
Like, more intense or whatever. Like more, you know. Because he was badass on his own, regardless, back in Dragon Ball.
But you know what? Doing stuff like that kind of makes people think that they were trying to be racist.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly, trying to cover it up. Like,
right.
Oh, no, because if we show this, then they're going to think we are. But if we cover it up, it's just as bad.
Right. If you just,
not
you know, just let it slide... Because no one's going to be like, oh, racist.
Yeah, exactly. I can't think of one time in the whole show when I saw Mr. Popo, I'm thinking...
Right.
I just see Popo doing his thing.
He takes
care of Kami and helps Goku out in Dragon Ball.
I didn't even know what the purpose of Mr. Popo was.
I went to...
Kami's lookout, chilling with Popo.
Right.
Playing flowers and cooking and shit.
And especially y'all don't have a black... There's not like a black guy actually... you know, doing the...
Back in Dragon Ball there was, and, like, a few cameo appearances of, like, these people for, like, the tournament or whatever. They have to fight this random guy that's... He's like, brownish or whatever back in the Buu saga.
Yeah.
I forgot what his name was, but he was just... He was talking for a little bit, and it was cool. I mean, it is what it is.
You know,
they're Japan.
Right.
They...
Living in Michigan and going to a black school, black kids will actually draw Mr. Popo with black and everything.
Yeah.
They didn't care. I don't care. Like, who cares,
yeah,
really?
You're people over in Japan and whatever, they're not exactly walking down the street every day and like, oh, there goes a black guy.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right. If they do see one, it's probably from the military.
Exactly. Exactly. So they're not, you know, it's not like they're racist. It's just they...
That's how
they
look
out the window, that's what they see. They see a bunch of Asian people, they're going to draw a bunch of Asian people.
I mean, it's not like they made that, like, it's not like they made black people, like, blackface in every anime, either.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they had such a interest in Western culture as far as Americans go, that's the whole reason the Saiyans, when they try to go Super Saiyan, they're blonde and blue-eyed.
Right.
Yeah, they were like...
Aryan nation.
Yeah, they were because they're always, because they're all over there, it's all black hair, black eyes, that's just what it is over there,
yeah.
You know? You reproduce with so many of the same people, you're going to get the same outcome, but over here, it's like, oh my god, brown hair? Oh my god, black hair, blue.
And then they started putting in different color hair that no one's even born with.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, holy shit, this is beautiful looking.
And then they got like 13-year-old with more mature parts. Like the show Martial Arts.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
I watched that show with you. That show was dumb.
Martial Arts. It's about this schoolgirl who has to go through this tournament to get her heart's desire or something like that.
Fighting tournament?
Yeah.
But you should see the fighting scenes.
Oh my gosh. And it's only girls. It's only girls who fight in this.
It's only 16-year-old girls with big titties.
No. There's grown-ups too. I think she's the only one who's a 16-year-old girl fighting in this competition.
Is it like, like a soft porn?
Yeah, you can
basically
call it that.
But no guys having sex with them or anything like that. But every time this girl gets kicked or something like that, the clothes just rip apart.
It just comes apart
like paper.
And so it's a soft lesbian porn.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, but Marie watched the whole thing.
I did. It was like 5 episodes.
She watched the whole thing yesterday at work.
And her friend, like, going through this, you think that they're like the best of friends. At the end, the girl betrays her. Turns out, of course. Yeah.
They gotta get what they want.
The girl betrays her. The girl that she made her friend betrays her. The guy that she likes betrays her and stuff like that. And her mother kills herself for no reason.
What?
No freaking reason.
What?
Like, her mom comes in and saves her. At the end of the show when they're all, like, pinning her down and stuff like that. And her mom was like, I'm gonna come in here and I'm gonna save you. Set the place on fire. Set everything ablaze. Knock these guys out. She tells her daughter to run out. And then all of a sudden she's just standing there in the flames and stuff like that. And she's like, well, the last descendant is on her way. Looks like this is the end of the Martial Arts. She picks up the phone. She's like, uh-huh, maybe not. And then the thing goes off in flames and the woman dies.
Hmm.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden you see her going after this, Yeah. Then the little girl goes after this mute woman. The mute woman opens the door. You don't know what happened because it just ends like that. And for all you know, the woman could have let her in. They could have had tea. We don't know what happened. If y'all don't notice, I hate that show.
I didn't like it either. But I don't like any anime, really.
Yeah, it takes a month. And you can't watch shows with him. I already said this in the second installment, guys, but you can't watch shows with Justin at all. Because he will talk through it, and I know how much you hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asking questions. What are they doing? Who's that? Why is he there?
I don't know why you haven't kicked him out yet.
I'll ask questions like that.
When I was watching Pretty Little Liars, you asked that question.
Oh, because I was trying to get involved with the finale. So I had to know.
That was the last time. But,
So, any funny things about Marie that I should know about? Take your time. I can wait all day for this. I've been waiting to ask you this.
She's got nothing.
She's got something.
She's got nothing.
I don't know. Everything about Marie's pretty funny.
Yeah. I had cramps yesterday. And I asked her for some medicine. And I took vitamins before that. And I didn't know if the medicine was going to, conflict with the vitamins. And she gave me some.
Not before having to ask the creepy guy at work to go get the pills.
Oh, yeah.
The creepy guy at work.
Yeah, he's our stalker.
He stalks both of y'all? He stalks both of y'all?
He's pretty strange. Yeah. He's like this,
all the females at work.
I wouldn't even know how old he is.
40-ish.
Ish. Yeah, whatever. But he unfortunately got the job up at the front line at work, and so now everyone has to deal with him on a constant basis when he's working.
And actually, have to talk. It's weird. It's weird because you actually have to talk to him to get something.
Yeah, so it's I had to call him up here, and he's just comes running up all.
Yes, for you.
And I'm like, I gotta go out to my car, and he's just looking at me okay. I was all right. I'm gonna go now.
When he needs sweat coming down.
Yeah, it's so bad. It used to be when he worked out in the back, it would be he would just have to come in randomly and we have to deal with him for maybe 5 minutes out of the day. But now that he's closing, it's hours of interaction and
closeness.
So bad for everybody that's running the registers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Up there at the front. Because it's one thing for us because mm-hmm. we're secluded in our own little area.
Right.
We go maybe an hour or two out of the day, but Oh god, I feel so bad for like. I don't know if I told you this, but a coworker up at the membership desk, she was just up there filling in, and he's literally over there for 20 minutes, just standing like he's like the most gayest stance I've ever seen. Like, I don't even know if I can even really do it justice, but he's just like this. Like, this is the desk, and he's just like this. Just standing there, like, just talking to her. And
oh,
she's
my
just
gosh.
Like, you could just tell she was just like, oh my god, I'm ready to scream here.
A little bit too close.
Get the fuck away from me. And I felt so bad for her. I was like, oh my god.
It's like a personal space invasion.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you could just tell that she was just so bored. She was like, I cannot believe. Like, even if he was talking about something mildly interesting, just mm-hmm. because it was him, she was just like, I just. Yeah, it was just gross.
Yeah, we have a lot of creepy people at our job. Our janitor is probably the creepiest of them all. Yeah.
I don't know, the one we were talking about before takes the cake for me.
Really?
That one time, remember, I was walking down the hallway, and he was just like, you smell good.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, all right, thanks.
I would take that as a compliment.
Yeah, well, yeah, for you, maybe. It's,
for me?
No. Yeah, yeah,
Freaking young-looking girl, you know.
Young-looking girl.
Year old man saying I smell good. Oh, and then that one time when he, like, pretty much walked me to my car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, all right, we're done.
We have this one guy at work who, he's like, flirtatious, can't really say. He's in our meat department. Do you know who I'm talking about? Our black guy in our meat department. I can't say his name.
Oh.
Our only black guy in our meat department.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, he...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he says sometimes goodbye.
I don't really consider that a threat.
Yeah, he's not creepy. He's not the creepy one. The creepy one stands right next to him. And he's our janitor. And every time when our black guy says, goodbye, sweetie, have a nice time, the janitor, I think he's a little bit slow.
Oh, he is. He told me.
Yeah.
The company gets money for him because he's mentally retarded.
Yeah. He prides himself on that. But he heard him say it to me once. Mm-hmm. And then one day I'm leaving and the janitor says, bye, sweetheart. And I look at the turnaround, and it's like the creepiest thing ever. It's like, it's sleazy. And I'm like turning around like, what was that? And he was like, I said, bye, sweetheart. You let the black guy say it. I was wondering if you would let me say it.
He said
like,
that like that?
Yeah.
No, he can't say his name.
Yeah. It's creepy the way he says it. And the things he does at work is like really creepy too. Like, it's not exactly creepy, but this one's dumb. Is when he like, stuck his hand in the trash can. She already knows the story. But it was in the bathroom. And I guess a customer was mad at our store. So they decided to take a dump in the trash can.
How? I don't know. Because those trash cans are huge.
Yeah.
You have to be a pretty tall dude to be taking a shit.
How'd you get that mad to be
a... I don't know.
We get crazy.
He probably wasn't even mad. He probably was homeless or something.
Yeah.
Regardless of why, there was a turd in the trash can.
Right.
Our janitor, being the mental patient that he is, decided, like,
stick his hand.
I don't need any gloves for my job.
You did it without...
Hand goes in the trash, out pops... Turd.
Right.
Smeared.
It comes and people, here's my thing. Why would you stick your hand in the trash can at all?
Slightly better question, why would you tell people this? Like, God forbid this would ever happen to me. But if it did,
right, I'm not gonna
be going and running everybody like, oh, guess what I did to
that's what you did, you just ran around.
Total dumbass moment on me.
Yeah.
I touched someone else's shit. And now I probably have some sort of awful disease.
You should have been there when he got stuck up under mattresses. Like, probably like 4 mattresses.
Wait, what?
It was in the back, you know, where we sell the mattresses. Yeah. I guess he was cleaning back there and the mattress just fell on him. And he said he couldn't get out from under them. And he was calling for help and no one would come and help him. So he had to call information to get the number to the store. Yeah.
Wait, his, like, screams or whatever? Like,
help! 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 And I'm just imagining, like, someone had to hear him or see him. They were like, you know what? Just ignore that because I'm pretty sure he can help himself.
I know. Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, wait, it's him. If I've been, like, you or something, I've been like, oh, to the rescue. Anybody creepy, man. Even if it was the guy that works up on the front line now, I'd be like, you help yourself, man.
Right.
I'm not touching you.
Help it.
And it seems like all the creepy people come and work for us.
It's like a requirement or something.
That's what it sounded like.
You know,
all the originals.
It doesn't sound like a fun
every
place
five
to be
people
on.
We one out of five people that we hire must be creepy.
I'd say two out of five.
Two out of five people that we hire must
this
be creepy.
Getting sad, man. You just walk in and all of a sudden, like, we got all these like seven new people now. All of a sudden, and
right?
Like, I don't know. I still don't know any other names. He's the new
right.
Membership guy.
The new, oh, him? He's weird, too.
I don't know his name.
Is everybody weird?
I don't know his name. And no, not everybody. The new guy back there in the frozen area, wherever you... Those little freezers. Freezer
slightly
dairy.
New guy or older new guy that used to work... Remember?
Young new guy. He's
Mexican-y looking?
Yeah.
Mexican-y.
But he's creepy as heck, because when I was back there talking to my other friend, he was just sitting there in the corner staring at us. And it wasn't until we dispersed that he walked away.
Yeah, he's alright. I met him in the morning. I can't really complain too much about him. He pretty much helped me do some work I didn't really feel like doing.
Mm-hmm.
So he's okay on my
one for your laziness.
Yeah. It's not my fault. I didn't know what I was doing.
Hey, you guys, do you know how you can tell me and Justin apart from Twitter?
No, tell us how.
All right. Good thing you asked. Guys, how you can tell me and Justin apart on Twitter is that I make faces.
They're emoticons.
Yeah.
I don't do them.
Emoticons.
Yeah.
The emotional
I'm pretty
icons.
Sure all of y'all... Because there was like this one time he was having a conversation with me on Twitter. And if people hadn't noticed that there was two people sharing this
that
Twitter...
That was funny.
Then... They would think, like, what is wrong with this person answering themselves?
Yeah, that would be a little strange.
Yeah. And, it did seem weird. I put something on Twitter, then he responded to my thing on Twitter using the same account. So we looked,
You guys should get separate ones, then.
Yeah.
No.
We're just doing this
too
one,
much
though.
Right now. We're trying to get this one, though.
Like, neither of us post, so at least one person is posting when another person isn't or something like that. But I know I already have one. I have one all on my own, and I don't even get on it. I followed you once, I think.
Oh, yeah, I did make one of those, like...
Oh, yeah.
See? See, no one goes on Twitter. Well, I'm pretty sure all you smart people do. But, yeah, we are mostly Facebook.
You guys have a Facebook?
I have a Facebook.
I'm trying to make a Facebook.
Trying to get that like button.
Like button's so hard to do.
Wait, what was your thing called? WT or something?
Oh, yeah. Right. Waste your time.
In there.
Spectacular things that people miss. Like yesterday, when I was at work, I had a, I had something like a, pan in my hand. And I was about to trip and fall, and the pan was going to hit the ground. Thankfully, I caught myself, and I caught the pan just before it was about to hit the ground. The moment I caught it, no one sees it. And it feels like...
Was that at work?
Yeah, it was at work. No one sees it. Unless the thing hit the floor, everybody will be looking like, ha, Marie dropped another pan.
I know, and I did that, too.
Yeah.
Because you're so close. I just saw it. Anytime I hear a weird noise, I immediately look over. I do, I swear. Even if it's not in your direction, I immediately look over, and just in case you're, like, lying on the
you don't
floor
miss
with
anything.
A bunch of food all over the place. Shit's hilarious. Oh, look how pretty, but your face is, like, blocking.
Yeah.
Being blocked.
But that's a whole different thing. But yeah, spectacular things that you always miss. No one really notices those things.
Mm-mm. That's a very interesting quote that Futurama did. I put it on the back of my name tag at work. It says, when you do things right, people won't be sure you've done anything at all.
Right. That's so true.
So true. Especially in your situation right now.
Yeah.
No one's not going to care if you catch yourself from falling.
I know.
You want to see you
actually fall. Blood all over the place.
That's right. Like how I thought you were going to die after taking those pills.
Right.
I look over and I'm like, you okay?
I'm draped over the thing.
Yeah, you're just like
fizzing at the mouth.
Yeah.
You'll be asking me, are you okay? I'll be like,
yeah, fully good.
Well, she's all right. Everyone back to work. Just like, oh, yeah, like with the time I got electrocuted at work. No one really, they didn't even want to fill out a report. They just wanted to, like, tap me on the shoulder, like, you're good.
Get you a Band-Aid.
Right.
You're fine.
And it was like, it was when I was doing the chicken. I was, like, flapping that, that switch because it wasn't coming on. Then all of a sudden it comes on and the like electricity goes through my arm and I could still feel it, and it was like my arm couldn't stop shaking. And I was like, guys, like I walk out, you know, all normally walk up to the managers and stuff like that. You know, guys, I just got electrocuted back there. Just want to let you know. And they're like, oh, are you okay? I was like, oh yeah, I'm fine. You know, arm's twitching and all, but I'm cool. And they were like, oh, that's great. Pat me on the back. Here's a Band-Aid. Have a nice day.
That's funny.
You guys don't want to write a report on this or what? I knew if one of our managers were there, she would be totally on it, but she wasn't. And the other ones were like, slap her on the back and tell her that she's good. You know, kind of like a baby if they see you make a facial expression if they fall or something like that, and they try to copy that facial expression, like, say if a baby falls and you're like, then the baby knows to cry. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know about it at all.
All right, teen arrested after homework left at crime scene. An 18-year-old Utah man was arrested on suspicion of burglary after police say he left his homework at the crime scene. Police in Orem say that they tracked the USB drive found at the burglarized home to Dallas Najimha.
Just say Eugene.
They say the computer hard drive contained his homework and was in a backpack abandoned in the backyard. A 75-year-old man and wife reported their home had been burglarized early Saturday, and they found his USB stick, and that's how he got caught.
Well then, I said, oh.
Hey, have a seat. Have a seat.
Like all these this people who are like
Giraffe's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Say hello, Mr. Giraffe.
Mr. Giraffe. Anything you'd like to say about this topic?
I don't know what the topic is.
Oh,
he left his homework at the crime scene and then got arrested because of it. Just another dumbass criminal.
Yeah.
He left his homework at the crime
scene?
What's it going to pass anyway?
First thing, never leave your homework.
Why was he carrying his homework?
I don't know. Oh, no. I guess, you know, in the middle of the
robbery. They said he had his backpack.
Do his math homework or something.
Oh, he's taking over to the crime scene.
Oh, crap, I didn't turn the paper. Let me just blow up this jewelry and get the hell out of here. Wait, if he was Asian, then he wouldn't have gotten caught.
Yeah, we wouldn't have gotten caught like that.
That was smart like that.
We're ninjas.
So, it says Najim.
No, Dallas Najim.
Yeah, Dallas Najim. So,
that's
guessing
the person's home. I'm guessing they're Indian, the home.
Oh, yeah.
So, they didn't have anything to take anyway.
Indians are rich.
Well,
some of them are.
They got those silk fabrics that are worth lots of money.
You know what? The Native Americans people are going to come after you someday.
Well, not the Native American people.
No, he just said something.
Oh, I missed something racist from you?
Yeah.
Can you repeat it?
No. No, don't give him a...
No, we don't need a mob to be after us. It's all fun and games.
But actually, I have a friend who actually got... arrested because of something stupid like that. Logging onto Facebook while she's at somebody's house while her boyfriend is like robbing the place. She logged on to Facebook.
Are you serious? Is one of your friends did that?
Yeah. And she logged on to Facebook. And
it sounds
when they
like I read
left,
about that before.
When they left, the guy came home and he got on his computer, you know, after seeing all his stuff was taken. He got on his computer, she left Facebook on. And then. He typed on her Facebook, I'm so stupid. I robbed this guy's house and I left my Facebook on.
Oh, she wrote.
Now the police are going to be after me. Yep. Yeah.
What a dumb bitch.
See, guys, this is what happens when you leave your your stuff sitting out there. If you're gonna rob somebody, be smart about it.
Yeah, don't multitask.
Right.
Stick to the task and rob the place and get the hell out.
Right.
Don't be dumb.
I mean, shouldn't there be like a rules on this or something like that? Someone needs to make a rule book.
Sure.
How to rob. There's plenty of rap songs about how to rob.
Do they give you like tips and stuff like that? What if you run into people while you're trying to rob?
Pro tip.
What if two people are robbing the same house?
Just split it 50-50.
No, that's the only thing that makes sense. Killing one.
Right.
Now they got homicide on the record.
Can you imagine? Be like, I can't imagine going into a house, like I'm robbing a house, and then
giraffe.
And then giraffe comes in the house, and we're like, hey.
First of all,
hey.
I would have already suspected you of being
dead. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Wow.
Racist.
No.
But,
well, I got attacked already, so.
But, yeah, that would be like a kind of like an awkward thing. I guess if you know the person, you'd probably be like, so, I guess I'll take upstairs, you take downstairs.
We'll meet up at IHOP after the
right.
Discuss our
compare
amounts. Compare on amounts.
Yeah, so did you ever have a MySpace page?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I forgot my password. So I wanted to actually log in.
Remember when we were talking about that? MySpace pages?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, they're relaunching this year.
They were still there.
I think.
But I just read an article today saying that they're relaunching this year. It's gonna be brand new.
I guess they're making it different.
It's gonna be brand new.
If they could make it so I can log into my old one, I'm game. I tried.
Can't you just send you like password to your email?
I don't have. I guess
Tom isn't there anymore.
Oh,
it's not Tom anymore. It's somebody else.
Yeah, he sold that shit and retired.
Sold it a couple times.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, the only reason why I even got on MySpace was because of the. How you can make it look and stuff like that.
Oh, how many hours?
Back so many hours.
Hours.
And that was back in high school when it used to be cool.
The header was exactly so.
Right.
Each block had its own separate font.
You can scroll
over something and it'll highlight it. You know? Like, oh, God.
They walk up to Giraffe, hey, you're on MySpace. Like, hell I am.
Whatever. I tried out this Tumblr thing.
Oh, yeah?
Speaking of Tumblr,
you should try to find out.
You can follow us on Tumblr at wasteyourtime.tumblr.com.
Yes.
Yours, you are.
Plug in there. No, but I with the whole chorus shit that they have on there, mm-hmm. I was laughing my ass off at some of their stuff on the Tumblr thing. I was like, I'll make a Tumblr, sure, why the hell not? And so I went to go make it, and then it's all basically MySpace-y.
Yeah.
Or the HTML or whatever, and I took one look at that, and I was like, no, thank you.
Not again. Not getting sucked in.
Time for this bullshit. College now, I need to focus on that shit.
Yeah, it's,
As soon as I saw it, I was just like, fuck that.
Can't do it. Leave it alone. But I think I was in MySpace first. It used to be like the biggest thing to me.
Oh, yeah.
Then when everybody was like, go to Facebook.
All those quizzes we did for like
crap.
Your like secret crushes or whatever.
Or what kind of anime character you are and stuff like that.
Yeah. Or no, those are surveys. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Surveys.
I used to make my own. Surveys.
Really?
Oh, wow, that's nerdy.
Yeah. You act like you don't know me. But, yeah, that's what I was. A total nerd. But I used to make my own surveys, like, what kind of flower are you? And crap like that.
I'm a daisy.
I'm curious, what did you pick?
And I'll tell you
what
why.
Did you pick?
What did I pick?
Yeah,
Lily.
Curious. Why?
Yeah, what's the reason?
I don't remember.
I'm spiritual.
I bet you had a good reason for it, too.
I like death, just like the lily. Oh, speaking of death, you used to be,
dead?
God.
Yes. Yes, I used to be dead. You're correct.
You used to be what?
I have become reborn recently.
No, we're speaking to a zombie here. But, she used to be goth.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Very expensive.
Very expensive.
Well, for my dad.
Like, what did you wear? Like,
oh my god!
Yeah, just piercings everywhere.
No, hell no! I'm not that kind of
guy.
I had the black pants, those with the the chains on them and like the one stripe of red.
Well, that's not real goth.
All the Green Day, and then I had the black eyeliner all underneath my eyes. And
yes, I'm current goth right now.
Crazy hats and whatnot. I got a couple.
How old were you when you were goth? Like,
Between 10th grade through pretty much 11th or 12th. What am I looking at?
Oh, this is a Tumblr.
Oh, yeah, I know that, but I mean, like...
Oh, the random stuff we post on there. Yeah, check out our Tumblr page. Oh, you would love this one. That one.
Oh! That's kind of funny. Very nice.
Yeah, follow us on Tumblr.
But she doesn't have a Tumblr. She gave it away.
Yeah. HTML scared her.
Any weird things happened to you once you got out of college? I mean, high school?
I moved out.
Yeah.
Pretty much regret that. All this bills and money and shit. Oh, yeah. God.
Responsibilities.
Fuck that. I'd rather go back to living at home. But it's fun, you know, not having to, like...
To have your own rules.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Like, you're not like, oh, I don't have to listen to you. Your rules, man.
I could do it on my own.
Do it. It's not the deal.
But, yeah, moving out is, you know, letting them know that you're an adult now.
Yeah, well, I was just too... I don't have room in that house, man. He'd remarried, and all of a sudden, there's four kids running around.
Yeah.
Like, plus me. So there's, like, five young people in there. I can't deal with that shit.
Right. And you need a big room of your own. Really? This is now your big room.
This is my big room.
And,
this room is actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I need more. I need more stuff on the wall.
Probably something right there, like that poor little bare wall.
We used to have a Starry Night by Van Gogh up there, but then the original.
Oh, like that?
Yeah. No, it was just a little poster, but then it got kind of messy, tore up, so I took it down.
It's like when I first left high school, things got weird. And a little bit too real.
You hit puberty?
No.
Hit your arm.
Yeah, as soon as I hit...
It got real.
it got a little bit too weird for me. Like, I met up with some old friends. Never meet up with old friends from high school. Because that's where the creepiness begins. One of my friends became a slave. And no, we're not talking about the, you know, master's got a plantation slave. We're talking about sexual slave. And it was pretty weird.
Oh, we're getting into this?
It was pretty weird for me.
Oh, we're kidding.
It was pretty weird for me because I met her one day and I saw that she had like a collar. And I kind of like was into that sort of thing, not into slave things, but I was into like, you know, these.
Dog collars type thing.
It was like cool. I thought it was cool. So I was like, oh, hey. Do you think you can get, tell me the place where you got it? And she was like, oh, my boyfriend made it. And I was like, oh, awesome. Can your boyfriend make me one?
Have you heard this shit?
Oh, yeah.
So she,
it's very weird.
She,
it is weird.
Text her, boyfriend and, asked him, could you make a collar for my friend? And then all of a sudden she's asking me if she can, take my picture. I was like, okay, sure. She takes my picture. She sends it on to her boyfriend. Then her boyfriend sends her a message back telling her, oh, she's cute. Ask her if she wants to join us. And and that's when she was like,
no.
She was like, I got something to tell you. This collar is really like a slave bondage thing. And my boyfriend thinks you're cute. We already have another chick at home. Would you like to join us?
Are you doing anything tonight? What's up? Ready to have some fun?
Hey, you want to party? Right then and there, I was like, you know what? I don't want it.
You want to party? Is never a good invite.
Not when they say it like that.
No.
It's like, come on over, have some, you know, have some beer, have some chips, maybe sex or two. Yeah.
No thanks. Good times.
But it was, I guess as soon as high school ended, things got a bit weird for her too. So I made it seem like it was all about me, but no, it must have been really.
Yeah. Your shit ain't nothing compared to her.
Right. I'm the one being asked. Yeah. She's the one who's actually in it.
She's living the lifestyle.
Well, hey, you know, but.
So what's she doing now?
To each his own. Well, yeah. She got out of the relationship and she has a friend that's, she's kind of like doing her own thing now, and she got out of that relationship.
Finding her way.
I guess because the girl threatened to kill her. So
the
other one. Yeah, you know, and this you're a slave.
That's why you don't share. That's why you don't share.
You're a slave. You're supposed to share. Okay? You're not supposed to say, no, I'm the head, bitch. No, you're a slave.
What is yours is mine.
Right.
Mine is mine.
Right. We were never like, if I was back there in the olden days, I would not say, this is my plantation owner. You all of you go away. I want to pick his cotton. That's not how it goes.
Looking forward to that.
Right. But, yeah, she's actually doing better now. The other girl's still there, you know, holding the fort. And,
she can't escape.
I don't think she wants to escape. It's plus the guy that they're, that she's with is like probably 40, 50 years old.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's
Jesus Christ.
That's one. Yeah.
How old is she?
About my age.
Hopefully 18. I'm going to say, otherwise maybe we should be reporting this. Something.
Oh, no, she's about 17. You know how it is.
That's what the creepy guy at work's going to turn into.
I'm just glad that I'm not in that sort of relationship. If you come up to me and you say, hey, I want to add another girl to...
to my slave collection.
To your slave collection, I'm going to be like, I'm out. Turn around, leave you alone. That's the end of it.
If Joe
asked you that, what would you be like?
Curious.
She's looking like...
Wait, one question. Is she hot?
Oh, yeah.
And then I could grab her and get the fuck out.
Right.
Make a prison break.
Start a beautiful life together.
Right. Yeah. You're like,
I can save this one.
Ooh, gotta get away from Joe. He's crazy.
See if she's young enough to be manipulated.
Get them while they're 18, guys. Get them while they're 18.
All right.
Wow.
Man went to work, left toddler home alone with Cheerios.
Don't we all?
Elton Jerome Davis Jr. is accused of leaving a 17-month-old child alone in his home while he went to work. The 24-year-old Fort Wine Beach man told deputies that he had placed the sleeping child on the couch and put some Cheerios and orange juice nearby before he left for work.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
The woman found the toddler in an active thoroughfare playing with the dog.
Oh, my God.
Deputies later went to Davis' home and found an open front door, according to the release. It's Happy Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Coming up soon.
Oh.
Until June 17th.
But that's Father of the Year right there. Actually, we should all learn from this. Leave your babies at home with some Cheerios, and there you go.
If you do that, you gotta give them...
No, guys, don't give them Cheerios. Give them something with flavor. Fruit Loops.
How about just not do that? Not leave your baby at home with that?
Didn't you go... You actually, did you confront one lady because she left her baby in the car? I remember you told her. He was like, baby! Remember?
We were walking up to the Publix, I think, and all of a sudden you see this kid that's just chilling like this little in the little car seat thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking by, and I was like, oh, hell no. And I looked, and then... When we both stopped, and then it was just like, I'm gonna call the cops. Like, cause it was like freaking 90-100 degrees outside. Yeah. It's Florida, you know? Mm-hmm. There's, for no amount of time should a kid ever be just chilling in the car.
Right.
By itself. And then all of a sudden, the lady walks up, and I'm like, is this your mom or whatever? And
right.
She's just like, yeah. And I was like, oh, thank God. I almost had a panic attack. And I told her, I was about ready to call the cops on you. No lie. And she's just like, I was just putting the cart back up. And I was like, okay, well, next time, just leave the cart in the parking
right.
lot. Like, seriously, I will take the cart for you, because that's just completely fucked up.
We get a lot of people who leave poor defenseless animals in their cars.
Yeah.
Or babies in their cars. Why, people?
Especially here in Florida. I mean, right. Come on. Even during the friggin' winter, it's still, like, 60 or 50 degrees outside.
Also, I really want to get at those parents who let their children come into, you know, these stores, like these random stores wearing their swimsuits. Yeah, and you wonder why kids get, you know, taken away and stuff like that by random people. It's like saying, I dare you take my child. I dare you. I dare you. And the kid is walking like 10 paces behind them with bathing suits on.
Yeah.
Strutting it out.
And it's supposed to be shirt, shoes, no service.
No service.
Right.
Not at Walmart.
Yeah, that's true. Walmart, that's
true. Walmart. Yeah. Anything goes.
Same thing in our store. They do the same thing. Kids come in there with bathing suits on and stuff like that.
I haven't seen that. I'm supposed to be the door person. Stop that.
You're just not paying attention.
Oh, you should have been there when these they had to be like 18, 19 years old, two girls came in with bathing suits on.
Mm.
Yeah. And you weren't there that day. Mm. But they came strutting in, and one of them had their, like, you could see half their moon. Like, the underwear was, like, going inside her crack to hide, because it was shy. Yeah.
Imagine the creepy guy staring at them.
Oh, yeah, you should have seen, like, the girlfriends nudging at their boyfriends, telling them to stop looking and stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
But,
parents are dumb. That's why I always say you need at least pass an IQ test to have kids.
Yeah. Something.
That would put so many people from stop having 4, 5, 6 kids roaming around here.
And guns, right. Too.
Yeah.
Same way with guns.
Keep them from multiplying.
Mm-hmm. Our population is just too bad. It's way too high. We're losing food and water.
Are we?
Oh, God, yeah. Our aquifer is, like, drying up so bad.
We're
going to be the first, I think, to run out of water. Probably not in our lifetime, maybe, but in the future.
So what we're losing in... Because
they get all their water from Las Vegas, I think.
So what we're losing in, like, food and water, we're gaining in, like, stupid kids.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of dumb kids.
Using up resources.
Like, right.
Freaking...
Like autocorrect.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So we should take an IQ test. Are you fit? Are you a fit mother?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Oh, yeah, before they're even allowed to reproduce.
Right. There's some of them who don't even do it for the kid, like just because they want to have kids. It's sometimes just for the money.
Mm. Exactly. Yeah, I get the food stamps and all the free money or whatever for just for having kids. And I think it's like for every kid you have for food stamps, you like add an extra $150, $200 per
kid.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous.
It's a pretty big number.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
Like, even clothing stores accept food stamps now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that the social services money or whatever that they have.
The rainbow store next to where I work accepts it.
I think City Trends does too.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One guy bought a watch and some cologne at work with food stamps.
Really?
Wow. I didn't know they let you do that.
Well, it's like, it gives you an option. You could either have
edible?
Food stamps or another option is called social services, where I guess it's just you get money because you're just so dumb, like so poor.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Where I work.
So dumb. Wow. Well, he's dumb for getting that shit.
Where I work, I have to cook the food. And they still want to use the food stamp. Like, I can't control.
Did I ask you?
Yeah. I can't control what it says on that little thing that they swipe their card on.
Right.
I can't control that. But I just tell them, we don't do food stamp.
It says food stamp right there.
Well, we don't do it. This is cooked food. Cooked food. Food that is cooked.
Yeah.
COOKED. Cooked. But,
pause. Make sure you spell it right.
But, yeah, they still ask, or I get those people who sit there and wonder if I'm open. Like, I come in, you know how we have to turn off our registers and stuff like that if it's not in use.
Oh, yeah, that thing's so dumb.
People look at it and they're like, are you open? No, I'm not open. You know, there's just food all over the place and the lights are on, but I'm not open. That's not me.
And I'm standing here.
Right. And I'm asking, and I just asked you like a few seconds ago, may I take your order? But
we're in the McDonald's.
Yeah. But we're not open. In fact, we closed as soon as you got in here.
Stepped under the counter.
As soon as we saw your face.
Well, like, oh shit, better close up.
Asshole's gonna want some food.
Oh, man. But, yeah, good times there. Good times. Mm-hmm. I remember once when, there was that one guy who used to work with us. Everybody didn't, like, want to talk to him because he looks like he talked to himself back there. Black hair.
Because he
did? Yeah.
He did talk to himself.
But he was singing to, I closed with him once. He was singing to himself. Yeah, it was like, looked like he was talking to himself, but he was singing.
No, he talked. I've closed enough with him to know for a fact that while he's sweeping and mopping, he's talking.
He's having a full-on conversation.
Yeah, back to back. He says something, he answers himself. And he gets the job done, so it's all good, but...
Oh, but, yeah, he... So, yeah, he, I guess he does talk to himself. But back there with me, he was singing. Singing
his
butt off.
To you.
Oh, my gosh.
Serenade.
He's serenading
Oh,
I do that all the time.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah, did you ever think about seeing it?
Me, no.
What
boyfriend wanted to.
What movie?
Battleship. Actually, we have all of Rihanna's lines.
Does he like Rihanna?
Yeah, he's more of a Tyra Banks kind of guy.
Oh, though. I thought it was Rihanna.
I know, I disappointed him because I'm not black, but whatever.
Really?
And I feel sorry for the black race.
Do black girls ever hit on him?
No, he's, for some reason he thinks black girls hit on him.
Oh, because I want to know the line they use, because I know the line they use with me.
Oh, the lines they use with him, then I have to hear it when he comes to me.
Did you feed him lines, Marie?
Oh.
All the black girls.
There was this one time, he moved into like this, area where it's a
high prostitution,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, high prostitution, all that. Woman stopped her car and she was like, "Hey, you want some of this?"
She gave the more hood rat voice.
I was gonna say, it's probably not that voice.
That's how I pictured it in my head. I don't want it to be beautiful. I didn't want it to be beautiful.
Well, it wasn't.
So
it was a hood rat type
voice.
Hey,
you looking for a good time?
Wasn't I would have took that
hey.
Off for.
You looking for a good time?
Bow chicka wow, etc.
But yeah, no. That's how I'm gonna make it sound. I want it to sound as nasty and ugly as I wanted to. You know, sort of like a man in drag asking him,
like, "Hey, stud, you looking for a good time?" It sounds like one of. It sounds like she should be on the Maury Show. So like, that's what the girls sound.
Like.
Who's my daddy? That baby sleep on his stomach. I can't.
But yeah, it turns out that Rihanna only had 6 to 8 lines in Battleship.
6 to 8 lines.
68 lines.
68.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you said 6 to 8.
6 to 8. Yeah, and you know that
and she's on the poster of it, which is weird.
Part of it was screaming, like, you know, actual and one was a sigh.
Heavy sigh. read through some of them.
What was the other one?
Alright, I'm gonna read some of them that I like.
Here's Rihanna from the movie Battleship. If you haven't watched it, if you want to watch it, fast forward like 10 seconds.
So I'm gonna just read the parts that I want to read.
Here is Rihanna in Battleship.
What's wrong with the drama queen? Okay.
What the drama queen? Wait.
Yeah,
wait, she says what the drama queen?
Okay, what's wrong with the drama queen? Here's one. Kentucky Fried Chicken?
You're not serious.
I says Kentucky Fried Chicken? Chicken?
Are you sure that's not like...
No, this is
these
this
are the actual parts.
Or something.
No, this isn't fake. I don't think this is fake.
No.
Wow. Well, not seeing that movie.
That made me want to see. I don't know what you're talking about.
In what context would that even be appropriate?
She's on a ship.
Who's saying that? Like, who's talking before her?
Right. Hey guys, you want some of my Kentucky Fried Chicken? Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No,
chicken.
It's probably the mess hall guy. Like, what do you guys want for dinner?
Oh, it's like Kentucky Fried Chicken because I'm black.
I'm a stereotype now, so
I'm not a victim.
No, it's like, because it says one is chicken and one is Kentucky Fried Chicken. So they were like, what do you guys want for dinner? Chicken! In fact, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
She doesn't say
it. Order that on Battleship. Kentucky Fried Chicken, like.
This makes me want to watch the
KFC
movie.
KFC just come rolling in through helicopter and parachute down and give them their takeout.
It's just that sort of thing. And we got Mahalo, motherfucker. She just stops at motherfucker.
No, she actually says the word.
Oh, okay. Mahalo, motherfuckers.
Wait, what? Mahalo?
Mahalo. I guess they were in Hawaii. That's what I'm guessing.
This is all in line.
And this is like the actual things, like Roger, Echo, 1-1, Box 24, ready to fire, India, 3-7, locked. Sir, we're hot, over here. We're good to go. Let's light them up. Yeah, these are...
Well, those ones would probably sound better.
Yeah.
That makes me want to watch. I want to see where Kentucky Fried Chicken actually
And gets here's some actual, here's some other ones. Boom. Yeah! Get up! Let's go! Go, go, go! Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Awesome.
Awesome.
But that's all I'm going to give you guys.
And there you have Rihanna and Battleship.
One thing I knew about Battleship is that I knew it was going to be about aliens. When I saw the trailer and this light shooting up into the air.
I thought it was going to be about ships fighting each other.
That's what I thought at first. And they also made... They also brought that game back out, Battleship, the game.
To market it.
Yeah.
I love Battleship. I made really sweet Battleship Shots game.
Yeah.
With a
I was
few
there.
Of my friends. Pretty sweet.
How do you play this game?
Okay, like you just grab some cardboard or whatever, you make like actual battleships. You put like duct tape all around them, and
We need to do.
And then you stick like on the top of them, you like cut out some circles or what have you, and like the actual battleship, like the game, like 4-1 for the I don't know the names of them. But, and then there's, like, there's three, and then there's two, and then there's the one that has, like, five or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you set them all up on the little grid board, and then you just place them wherever the hell you want. You put, like, a little shot glass, like, plastic shot glasses in each battleship, and then you fill them up. Like, with ours, since we didn't want to go that hard so quickly, because, like, as soon as you hit one, it's, like, it only takes you maybe... a couple more turns before you figure out where the battleship is, and all of a sudden you're taking five shots.
Right.
So if you had like a team of like I think we had a team of like two or three on our side, we filled it up with like half rum, half Coke. So that way it wasn't so like intense whenever you take one. But then as soon as the game was over, we were just like
So it was like beer pong.
Just pretty much, but it
does it more work.
A little more work.
A lot more work.
Yeah, but like once you actually built the battleships, after that it's nothing but fun. You just set it up, fill them up, and then
battleships.
Play.
But if you ever want to play Flip Cup, it's like we already know we're on a good team together.
Yes.
Yes, winning team right here at Flip Cup. Any of you want to play Flip Cup, you choose me and Giraffe. We got this.
Take it down. I made God, it sucks. We can't use names.
You can if you want.
We'll use a fake name.
Nobody's listening.
And I'll probably use a fake name. I'll probably get it.
Timmy and Ronald.
Okay.
You probably just took one letter off.
I know, yeah. But man,
let me guess, Jimmy.
I took those down. I took those guys down at our last coworker party. They were like, "We got you," and then I was like, "Nope." And then they just lost. They just couldn't understand the rules. Friggin', I had to explain it to Lucas the whole time. Like, I was just like, okay, you have to tap, chug, or whatever.
Yeah.
Just couldn't understand it.
You're not supposed to play against somebody who teaches you the rules.
Well,
that's the person you don't play.
Well, I know, but it was my choice to it was either that or...
That was like playing. The very first time I actually played Flip Cup. It was on my 21st birthday.
Ah, let's get into that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll
you didn't play
it.
A drinking game to your 21st birthday.
I was a good girl. like she said when we first started.
Terrible, Marie.
Like she said when we first started that I was sheltered. And yeah, I was. I didn't smoke or drink anything until I was like 20. It wasn't until like I was like 20 I actually had my very first legal drink. And that was probably like a month before my birthday.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So I guess I never actually felt the desire to do it. And I guess because I wasn't really out there and having fun and going to parties or knocking down mailboxes like good old Giraffe here, but...
You ever knocked down a mailbox?
Just knocking down mailboxes.
You know, stealing from people's houses and panty raids and all that stuff like Giraffe here. I never did these sort of things, so... I was always like, I was pretty sheltered. And that's why when she asked me that day to give out some numbers, I was like skeptical because I didn't want her to have any of my friends' numbers. Like, you don't know them. You never know them.
Not worthy of knowing these people. Terrible.
I guess I was pretty sheltered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. I guess the only thing I actually did, like, against my mom, like, this big thing of rebellion that me and my sister did when we used to live in Michigan was sneak out of the house when my mom was at work.
Ooh.
Yeah. We like, walk around the block like we were badass. We never even crossed the street.
Are you serious?
We just walked around the block because we never got to do that. She never let us walk out in Michigan. So we just walk around the block like we were just... the best ever, and people just look at us like, isn't it like the 10th time those kids are like going around this block? Should we worry? Are they casing the place?
In Detroit?
Yeah.
Wow. That's freaking
I wouldn't do that in Detroit.
I could count on my both hands all the terrible things.
I can probably count on like one palm with the terrible things I've done. And it was probably three or four things.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Please don't feel sorry for me.
We don't.
It's a sheltered kid.
Good stuff. Yeah, so you were pretty sheltered. Yeah, sucks to be you.
And yet, now I'm trying to get all my rebellion out. It's weird.
You can't now.
I'm like 21, and I'm trying to get all my rebellion out.
More trouble. The whole point is to do it when you're not 18. The law's on your side. Can't just parade around now. Like, you're an adult. What the hell are you doing? Stop doing these things.
No, they'll be looking at me like, what is wrong with this girl? Mm-hmm. Like, be in front of the police like, I'm drinking. Like, can we see your card? Here I am. I'm 21. I need to get a fake ID that says I'm 18 or something like that. But, yeah. That's like, what's the point now?
Yeah. What...
Mr. Bob.
I did. It's all good. I turned out to be a good person.
That's true.
Yeah.
What are you saying about me? I'm not a good person?
Yeah, you're not a good person. Just kidding.
The things I've done.
The things she's done. But, hey, I mean, I may not have grown up with, you know, those sort of...
influences?
Yeah. I may not have, you know, given into peer pressure, and I may have been the careful girl, but I guess I came out a good person. You know, people like me.
You made peer pressure your bitch.
Yeah, I did.
I embrace it. Like, you want me to skip school and do illegal things? I'm on board. And what?
And I was like, that's immoral.
I gotta stay in class.
It was like, I gotta do homework. I don't know what you people are thinking. We like smoke weed on a school night?
I thought the world was coming to an end.
When you,
One night, it's just a terrible trip. It was so bad. I just literally, I was just like, I stared out the window and I was like, what's happening? I was at, my ex-boyfriend's house, and it was just like, I was trying to go to sleep, and then all of a sudden I woke up and looked out the window, like, you know when, like, the wind's blowing and the tree is, like, looking all the wind singing, and, like, you see, like, the street light, and all of a sudden it's, like, you think it's, like, Red October or something,
What the fuck? Armageddon!
Pretty bad, yeah. I remember waking up the next morning, I was like, did I Did I do everything all right? Was I good? Because apparently I ran down the street.
Wow.
And I was like, fuck this shit, I'm out of here. Even though I brought my car.
I haven't had, like, the real stuff until I actually went to, yeah. It's like he has, wow. I've never had the real stuff until I had a piece of that.
Out, I went to the movie theater with you.
Oh, yeah, guys. Apparently, to go to the movies with me, you gotta be high. So
not had to be. It's just coincidence.
After that, I just went off on her.
Because you didn't.
I didn't. I don't know the symptoms of a high. I thought you were hungry.
I was very hungry. I was very hungry.
I thought you were just really hungry. And then
is a symptom.
She's like, we buy popcorn and I have like.
I put a bunch of crunchies.
Yeah, she put like all this stuff in the popcorn, and I'm like, okay, this is a weird combination. She's like, and you're like, it's good, huh? And I was like, yeah, I guess it's good.
No. Just picture me and Marie just chilling in the movies, and me, handful, just as much popcorn and bunch of crunch you could imagine being put in your hand and just stuffing it into my face. Just like, hum, nom, nom, nom. And it's like, I can feel it. Like, in my head, I'm thinking, she's got to know something's up. Because here I am just gorging on this popcorn and bunch of crunch mixture, and like there's popcorn like all like dripping down my face or whatever, it's like in my lap, and I'm just like trying to like brush it off like it's nothing. And
I don't even remember what movie we went to see.
Wasn't it the
see, she was so
say
high
it was Sex in the City, but I don't think that's
right. No, we didn't.
I don't think we would see that.
No, we wouldn't. I don't think even Sex in the City would see Sex in the City.
Okay.
But yeah, no,
I keep ooh, light flickering.
But,
creeping me out.
But no, I didn't know the symptoms of a high person back then. And you eating, I thought you were just really, really hungry.
I was really hungry.
And, I remember once when you, oh, here's a fun time. Like, never say anything really serious to me and just stare at me. Because I will laugh. Because, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Like the time Giraffe fell unconscious at work. And she was like, I fell unconscious. I just felt really faint. She was looking at me and I was just looking at her. And it was like a very serious moment. And I was like,
you just start laughing.
Managers came out like, why are you laughing? This isn't funny. And I'm just still laughing.
I was so mad at you.
I would be too.
Here I am just sitting at the bench at work, completely like mentally and physically drained from exhaustion. It was finals week.
Yeah.
And I was like not eating right and studying all night and shit, and then going to work and I pass out, almost break my head on the concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God friggin' manager caught me before I fell.
Right.
And I'm looking up at you and you're like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I just passed out. I almost, you know, got a concussion. And you're like, oh. I'm thinking, like, really? Is this, like, payback for the movies or something? This shit is nice. I'm like, shaking and, like, I'm pale as fuck. I'm already white, but I'm, like, more white.
Yeah.
And he's, like, a ghost or whatever, and you're just...
Like
I had like a serious like real life Simpsons moment. Where like, yeah. Fuck you. I thought you were my friend. I'm gonna laugh when you pass out.
Oh man, I did pass out once.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably a day before we were leaving Michigan, and we're moving to a different state. And my mom was making chicken. I know. Shut up, everyone. My mom was making chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's what Adam was saying.
And I was over there by the grease, and I had the hiccups. And the way I got rid of the hiccups is I held my breath. And apparently I held it a little bit too long.
You're dumb. At least I had a good excuse.
I held it a little bit too long, and I fainted. And the next thing I know, I'm waking up, I got grease in my hair. Not hot grease. It was already, you know, everything was already taken care of.
Wait, where were you?
I was at home in Michigan.
Why'd you have grease in your hair?
Because I was standing over there next to the pot where we cook chicken, fried chicken. And
grease.
Yeah.
Oh.
The chicken was already fried and the grease was already turned off and stuff like that. And the chicken was sitting right next to the grease. So I was about to get my chicken in my plate and stuff like that. And I had the hiccups. So I was like, let me get rid of this first. Hold my breath. The next thing, hey, good thing, just so you all know, the hiccups were gone when I woke up. Grease in my hair, but yeah, you know, we already put grease in our hair, so why not? Not that grease particular type of grease, but hey.
Who called you giraffe first? Did your parents call you that? Or you just called yourself?
No, she's so epic with it, too.
A friend of mine, which her nickname is Snail.
Oh, some animals.
And yeah, well, it's like, she was like, oh, you're the giraffe. I was like, yeah, I guess I would be the giraffe. She's like, no, the green giraffe. Because
green's your favorite.
Because
color.
I had, yeah, not only that, but because I had a weird obsession with Green Day back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm quite tall, 6'2", you know, I figured, oh, why not? It fits. I'm technically a giraffe anyway, by height standards. And so that stuck with me all through high school. And I still get people freaking coming into work that I like, that I knew from high school, like, hey, giraffe! And I'm like, oh, hey. That's me.
Oh, so you had his name, like, before high school.
Yeah, yeah. So, funny side story to this. My friend Snail, who gave me the nickname, got...
Wait, if you was tall and you got the name Giraffe, why did she get the name Snail?
I don't know. I don't really
was she
answer.
Really slow or
no.
short?
No. She was just really awesome. She just drew this really crazy snail. Like, it was just... I could probably still do it to this day. Like, you know Gary the Snail from...
SpongeBob?
SpongeBob, yeah.
There we go.
It's a snail. She got suspended from school. I won't disclose the details, but she wasn't allowed to come back, and... She wanted, as a token to her memory, for me to write everywhere in the high school snail and draw that snail everywhere. And I would.
She thought she wasn't allowed to come back to school.
Pretty much, she It was just a messed up situation. So everywhere, everywhere in school, I would write this and draw a big giant snail in a Sharpie permanent marker. I would draw it in the girls' bathrooms. I would write it on trash cans. I would write it on desks, lockers, walls, you name it. The front of the gym, it would be there.
And they were like, who's a snail?
Right. You know, and then one day we had a day where, because the high school was like, because at first it was just mild school graffiti, but after a while it kind of became vandalism.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know.
Well,
obviously.
Well, yeah.
So we would have a.
Hold on, nobody hears this.
Yeah, it, whatever. They're suspended.
It's over now. What are they going to do? Resuspend her?
Yeah. Already out of high school. But we would have this day with our t shirts. We would write, who is snail?
Mm-hmm.
Like I had a couple of my friends do it. So we had like these plain white t shirts and we draw a big snail on the
back. So they already limited the suspects to one of y'all?
Pretty much. Pretty well. Everyone in the front of the gym knew my friend Snail. Like, so they knew about it, but they're not exactly going to run and turn us in. But apparently some dumbass bitch did.
Yeah.
I never figured out who. I think it was somebody who hated me or something for dating her like, crush or something. I forget.
Yeah.
I never really found out who. I wish I had.
That is always
just
fun.
Just to know, you know? Not to do anything, because I'm not going to be like... You bitch,
you're the one.
You're
go
the
after her.
You're the one, yeah.
Throw snails at her.
Yeah. But, so they suspended me for 9 days out of school, and then they threatened to, like, the cop was there when they pulled me out of class or whatever and was like, we know it was you, just confess or whatever. And I was like, yeah.
You don't know jack shit.
I know. What was I going to do at that point, really?
Right.
I mean, it is what it is.
I would have been like, prove it.
Yeah.
That's the first question.
That's true. Like, I really didn't have much
to go on.
Much evidence,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, just hearsay.
Just hearsay.
In a shirt.
Yeah. It could just be anybody. But anyway, so they spent it for 9 days, and then... I came back and they were like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm fine, it's whatever.
Like they tortured you,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what you get for Brian.
If anything,
Snail.
it just blew up my so-called
your popularity.
Yeah.
She's the one who
became
snails.
An icon.
So I hear to this day, there are still some snail writings.
Really?
At the high school, yeah. My little brother confirmed some of them to me. I mean, obviously, they covered up the ones in the bathroom, but, like, the trash cans and, like, random lockers or whatever.
Yeah.
You can't get that shit out.
Except for, like, it would be nice to, like, leave something in your high school, go back and be like, kids.
Oh, my God, I'm totally, for my high school reunion, I'm totally wearing
right.
a shirt that says
Who is Snail
or whatever.
Yeah.
So, some token of that. Maybe just draw this on the back of the shirt.
I would know, like, I know to go to the high school that you graduated from. I went to so many high schools. I went to 3 high schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So I don't actually believe that I belong to either
any
one. Yeah.
Probably the one you graduated from.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Was it me?
And a bodily function. Better coming out that way than the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So, But yeah, I don't think I actually belong to either one, even the one I graduated from, because, you know, I was hardly ever there. And not to mention, in that one, I only needed like a few credits.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cause,
what did you do all day?
Hardly anything. I was like, I was a teacher's assistant, and I went to gym, but the only credit I really needed from that school was my math credit.
That's ridiculous.
It was awesome.
You were such a goody-goody. That's ridiculous. If I had gone back and maybe did it all over again, I probably would have paid more attention in school. Actually carried around my books instead of just leaving them in the locker. I didn't feel like carrying them.
Right.
I did that too.
Sometimes, you know, in high school, you just didn't do your homework or something like that. Yeah.
Or if you did, you did it like 5 minutes before class.
Yeah.
Or that's after you burger rice from my son.
Like, oh my God. I never believe I just left it at this guy's house.
Now I gotta go back.
Yeah.
But I still can't believe that. Why would you leave your homework? That's the most important thing. You gotta turn that in the next day. All that work you put into it.
We had a project in my Spanish class where we had to, like, bake something, but we had to say everything all in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made a video of it, and I cursed throughout the whole video, unintentionally. Because at the beginning, I was just like, oh, no cursing, guys, no cursing. And then, sure enough, I'm saying, fucking shit, and damn.
Yeah.
All throughout the video. We turned it in, too.
Really?
Yeah, and everybody watched it during class, and that was hilarious.
I remember when I helped my friends with a video. Last time I'm doing it, people knew me. I didn't even know them. Like, I was in a Spanish video. And,
small world.
Yeah. Oh, it was a Spanish video for you, too?
Spanish with us.
Yeah. I was asked to be in it with them. Because I wasn't in this class. But they needed somebody to play as the shopkeeper or something like that. And I had to say one line. I said that one line, and
what was the line?
I don't remember. And it was
your
in Spanish.
One line. You don't remember.
It was basically I was telling them. I remember the line. I don't remember how to say it in Spanish. But I was like saying
paper or plastic.
It was like, I need this amount of money. I think like $20. I need $20, and the guy would give me something else, and I was like $20. Like that, because I guess he was trying to give me something else in a little crude smile, like, you'll let me off, right? But I was like, no, $20. So he threw the money at me, and the money kind of bounced and it hit me in the head, and they kept that in the scene, and they were like, hi, you're the girl who got hit in the head with the 25 cents. So yeah.
That's terrible.
That's what I get for helping people.
I know, you'd be like, fuck you, guys.
But, yeah, that's all we got for today, guys. Thank you for listening to Waste Your Time.
Thank you, Giraffe, for letting us use your house.
No problem. Happy to help. It's been groovy.
Yeah, actually, like, funny you said that. The thing that we were doing for the show was Scooby-Doo. That Spanish thing I was doing.
Oh, yeah. I was like, where is she
going? It was Scooby-Doo. So, yeah, it
wow.
was groovy indeed.
Very sweet, very sweet.
But, yeah, hopefully we can have her on the show again next time, maybe.
When we get more listeners.
Maybe
you got to pay me.
Or maybe next
we'll
time.
We'll talk about
this
later.
This type of entertainment doesn't come cheap.
We can probably even get her boyfriend to join in the conversation someday, too.
Fat chance.
Yeah.
Maybe you paid him.
Yeah. It's okay. We don't need him. But thank you for listening. And hope to see you soon, probably next Saturday.
Don't forget to go to the websites. Check them out.
Follow us on Twitter at Waste Your Time. That's WASTEURTIME. Or add us on Skype. Same thing, just add WUT at the end.
Tumblr page is wasteyourtime.tumblr.com.
Bye.
Bye.
Your sexual innuendos.
Huh. I wonder who that could be.
Hey there, I'm with a plumbing company. Here you got some trouble with your various pipes and whatnot.
What? No. And it's like 11 at night, dude.
Sir, we're a 24-hour service. We will service your pipes any hour of the day.
That sounds kind of weird.
What does?
You showing up in the middle of the night saying you'll service my pipes.
Sir, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. You are causing a scene at this establishment.
This is my house.
Sir, don't make me call the police.
Too late. Already here. My name is Officer Morris. We received a noise complaint. What seems to be the problem?
You received a noise complaint and drove all the way out here in 40 seconds?
Sir, we are the best full-service police department in the state, ready to satisfy all of your needs and desires 24 hours a day.
Okay, are you really a police officer?
Yeah. 12 years on the force, sir.
Because the way you describe the police right there makes it sound more like you're a male escort service.
Excuse me, sir?
They pulled the same crap with me.
Sir, I'm going to have to handcuff you and frisk you for any dangerous weapons you may be packing.
Hey, mailman here. I've got some mail for your slot.
Okay, there's no way you guys aren't doing this on purpose.
I got a large package from Mr. Rod. Do you have any large packages for me? I'm expecting a delivery of nuts.
We've still got this noise complaint to deal with. I'm about to lay down the law all over the place.
Somebody order a pizza. A large hot and steamy pizza. Extra sausage.
No. Get out. Everyone get out.
Hey, fuck you too.
Yes?
Hey, I'm here to have sex with you. For money.
Whoa, my gun almost went off prematurely.
I haven't been able to use my cleaning fluid.
Really?
I've been begging for another slice.
I haven't even nailed anything yet. Oh!
Love me, meaty toppings.
My gun's about to blow you away.
Bitch, you just jealous of my Super Saiyan swagger.